Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Iosco Aranac District Library to talk about a unique event coming up this week is Arlene Wood. How are you today, Arlene?
Very good. How about you?
Doing well, thank you. Well, this is a pretty interesting topic, and I know, you know, we're sitting across from each other right now, and we're going to start looking at each other's faces, aren't we, right?
I know. Really, we will be doing that.
This is called Introduction to Face Reading. Give us some idea of what this is going to be about.
Well, face reading, I think, is a part of the basic discipline of body language, but it's something that I don't think a lot of people think about. And this Lynn Clausen, who's going to be our speaker, is world-renowned for her ability to face read, and she does a lot of workshops and things. And she also works for Fortune 500 companies to help, for example, human resource departments
really?
When they're looking at candidates.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yes. And it's kind of scary, but kind of interesting at the same time. And also, another interesting thing I thought was she works for juries, for jury selection, for attorneys probably. And she helps in consulting what juror to keep on and what juror to say goodbye to when they're selecting their jury.
No
in
kidding.
Voir dire, I guess, is what it's called. And she also does very simple things on relationships. And there's a program I'm like, I think we need this next year. It's on poker. How to read poker tells.
Yeah, the poker face. That's one of the big things, right? Sure.
I know. And so it's just a really interesting topic.
Yeah, it really is. When is she going to be here and where?
She's going to be on Thursday, September 18th at 6:30 p.m. And we're going to have it at the Northeast Arts Center, which is down in the Standish area.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, it's at 3233 Grove Road. Grove is Grove. It just depends on which side of US 23, whether it's Grove Street or Grove Road.
Right.
So don't get confused.
Okay.
It's that there's a big sign, and I think it was maybe a former Catholic school.
It looks church-like. I know I've been there, and if you're heading south from Taos, it'll be on your right side there as you're heading south.
Yes, and it's like right on the curve.
It is,
I think it'll be easy for people to find.
There you go. All right. Now, is there any charge for this?
Nope. It is free and open to the public.
All right.
So anybody can come.
Okay, and they don't need to pre-register or anything like that? It's just open to come on out, huh?
It's just open. Come on out, and you don't need a library card.
Okay.
You just need to be like a human being, and we pretty much are human beings, so we can all come.
You know, and I was thinking while we were talking about what, you know, that she's going to be there, is while she's up there, you know, doing her presentation, looking at other people's faces and reading to see who's bored and who's really
I want to
make sure that I was always looking like I was always really interested.
I know. You know, it's really funny. I have a friend who actually saw her downstate. She had come to a library, and I don't know if she'll do the same thing here, but at the end, the last half hour, she had people from the audience come up, and she would read
their faces. Oh, man.
So, and my friend actually was one of them going, you sure you want to do that? But I think it's the same program.
Probably,
she might do that.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be very interesting. And I think for poker players too, I think a special down the
Don't
road.
You think?
Yeah, because that's the thing. They wear the glasses and the hoods and now and all that. So if you could figure out looking at other people's faces, you could maybe clean up, huh?
I know. And I read that and I went, next year, maybe we'll see if she can come back.
Yeah.
We'll have one based on poker.
Exactly. Well, again, it's happening this Thursday night, 6:30. And that's at the Northeast Arts Center in Standish there.
Yes.
Now, if they want more information on that or anything else, I know you guys got a busy schedule this year. This is one of, you got a couple of things coming up,
there
right?
There are some other things coming up.
Yeah.
I can mention those
Please
a little bit.
Please do, yeah.
One of the things coming up in September 18th, same day, is, that's me, sorry.
That's you.
Oh, that's me, forget it. Saturday, September 20th, there is a program at the Whittemore Chamber of Commerce called Everything Classic, and it's a radio broadcast and antique appraisal.
Oh, yeah.
I do believe you have to call and register, and I think people will be allowed to bring like one item in.
All right.
So that's something that's coming up, and that is at 9 a.m. So it's Saturday.
On Saturday,
they're gonna
do it
in the morning, and I know they're doing a radio broadcast earlier. Then on Thursday, September 25th, we have HUP, Tackling the Ausable River Canoe Marathon, and that is also in Whittemore.
Nice.
This is a man, I believe he and his son both have done canoe races.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to be having a talk about that. Tuesday, September 30th, we have Weird Michigan at Yule Courthouse in Omer. Linda Godfrey, who does those Weird Michigan books, she's going to come and talk about it. She has a couple of books, too, that I think have come
out. I'd love to be there for that one.
That should be really fun. And then October 23rd, which is a Thursday, we have greeting card making workshop and annual tea at the Plainfield Township Hall, which is always very popular.
Yeah.
And that also is registration required. And Wednesday, October 29th, 1,000 Letters Home at the Northeast Arts Center in Standish.
Yeah.
And I know the woman who does that
right.
has been very popular and is a very interesting topic
yeah.
for people, especially if anybody has World War II relatives
exactly.
that have been
yeah.
and experienced that.
Well, you know, we went through everything quick. Mm. I think the website probably has most of the information
yes.
on all this.
Yes.
And what is that website?
The website is www.IOSCO-ERNAC-Library, all one word, .org.
All right. Or they can call the IOSCO-ERNAC mm-hmm. District Library, too. And that phone number?
989-362-2651.
All right. But coming up Thursday, the introduction to face reading at the Northeast Arts Center in Standish at 6:30, put on by the IOSCO-ERNAC District Library. Arlene Wood. Arlene, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks a lot for inviting me.